What the f*** is going on?
I like to party.
Jesus, honey, wax much?
This is Unwaxed.
Get in, loser, we're going shopping.
With Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the
Unwaxed podcast with your favorite sisters, Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
And Scarlett.
What? You guys, back.
Did you not see me back there?
Back by popular demand. We have Miss Scarlett Stallone joining us on this week's episode. I just want to say something, Scarlett. I don't know if you've read the comments on YouTube, on our podcast review area. You are probably the most highly demanded guest. I'm not kidding.
Oh, she's being serious.
I'm a bit shocked.
Yeah.
What?
And I'm glad.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Scarlett, you did good the first time. No. But you did admit you were a little nervous, and I don't blame you.
I was so nervous.
All right, so how are you feeling this time around?
I'm shaking.
Actually?
No, I'm joking. I'm a lot more comfortable in this environment.
We're happy to have you back. And if you guys haven't noticed, we're at a legitimate studio today.
Look at this. And you can actually see my face this
time. For us upgrading our lives.
Guess what? The audio sounds great now. So none of y'all can tell us it sounds crappy.
So stop complaining.
Yes. Thank you, Scarlett, our bulldog. But no, we're really happy. We just found a studio that is in Florida and it's awesome. And we're definitely going to keep using this because much easier setup than what we were normally
doing. I feel like we're back to our old ways. We're a legit podcast now. Before doing the Zoom interviews, just wasn't cutting it for me.
If you guys have been in an environment when you're at work and you feel that you're more diligent and you're actually getting 100% stuff done, and then when you're at home, you kind of feel lazy and you feel slower.
Yeah, and you have your like crop tops on, and then on the bottom half you have like sweatpants, and you're like, ah, I'm 50%.
And when you're in
the
studio, it feels legitimate.
Even though we still have crop tops on. At work. Let's go. Sophia and I are currently drinking a seltzer right now because we thought, you know what? Let's celebrate.
It's a Tuesday. It's a tequila Tuesday. If you guys are not out tonight getting
nice
some margaritas,
water.
You better be booking those reservations at the Mexican restaurant that's near your house.
Let's get it. Also, just before we jump into the episode, a quick reminder to subscribe. And I want to say something real quick. A lot of people have been coming up to Sophia and I saying, we love the podcast. We listen to the podcast. Well, are you a subscriber?
Do you actually love the podcast?
Because did you hit subscribe?
We haven't heard from you.
So please, we would really appreciate it.
You guys are so aggressive.
I'm just saying.
Why don't you just ask them straight to their face?
That's what I'm doing.
What
I'm addressing
right
the people right now. So please, if you could subscribe on our YouTube channel, follow us on Apple Podcasts, follow us on Spotify, follow us on Instagram at Unwaxed Podcast. We have a Twitter, but Sophia doesn't use it. She's got to get better with that.
I don't like Twitter.
And if you could write a review and leave 5 stars, that is the only way we will answer your unsolicited advice. If you leave your question in the ratings and reviews section.
And we actually do love all the questions that you guys have been asking.
Yes.
And we will answer them, all of them.
So
if you do it.
Let's get into our weekly update. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Sophia, kick us off.
Y'all, guess where we were this weekend? Once again.
Y'all.
My freaking yammy.
It was my first time.
Here we go. Drink all day. Play all night.
Yeah.
Let's get it popping. Okay, Sophia and I have been a little Miami fiends.
A little bit.
I don't know if you guys remember from last week's episode, we were throwing out the idea of possibly moving there.
Because we've fallen in love with the place.
Right.
But, you know, there is a difference between us doing a Miami weekend and us actually living in Miami. And I feel like we need to probably go to Miami when it's a very calm weekend and really get to know the place. But this Miami trip was extra special because we brought Scarlett with us. And you guys, we did not take her to the places you think we're taking her to.
Nope.
We're responsible.
Yeah, we are so responsible.
She's drinking flat water.
Yeah.
Sparkling.
We're good sisters. We would never put you in a bad situation.
But you guys told me to like pop in restaurants. That made
she
me
said
feel like
poppin'.
I was
brand new.
Definitely
what is
taking the Miami
hold on.
Experience.
What is this Gen Z? You took me to pop in restaurants.
It's poppin'.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I have to say though, it was really exciting because I think this was our first sister trip.
Normally
we're always with the parents, which is great. But, you know, sometimes it's nice just to be with the kids.
It definitely started off a little rocky, you have to admit.
Slightly.
Slightly rocky.
Yeah.
Why don't you explain why?
Okay, so we started our road trip. I got my nails done, and then it ended up being having to delay our road trip. So we hit the traffic. It turned out to be a 2.5 hour drive instead of a 1 hour drive. So my sisters were a little mad at me in the car ride. Anyways,
Was it worth it for nails?
Yeah, I still got cute.
No, you told me you didn't like the color yesterday.
No, I did. It's just a little scratchy. They kind of messed it
up. So then we ended up at two hotels because they just didn't work for us. It was a mess.
It was a mess.
I feel like that's how you got to go with Miami. You just got to roll with the punches. Mm-hmm. It never turns out the way you want it to.
But we did live together in the same room for 3 days straight. And I don't know if you guys know how much stuff girls have, especially us. Maybe your girl is
I think I have the least amount of stuff.
But your girl's here. We got a lot of makeup.
We got a lot of clothes.
We got a lot of hair.
We honestly have like an unhealthy amount of things.
Yeah.
It was really funny. I was listening to this one podcast and this guy kept saying, girls just love stuff. Just this love things. They collect so many things. We have so much crap that we brought with us for 2 days. We could have started a store.
Genuinely. We were a Sephora.
Yeah, we were full on.
We were a Sephora.
Come on in. Wear a mask, but you can come into our Sephora.
But I have to say that we did agree upon this. Men, I don't like sharing a room with you. Tell me straight up, Sistine. This is facts.
This is facts.
It's not. It, sme-
God,
it smells.
God, here's the thing. We were thinking about it. When you're sharing a room with anyone, depending on your level of comfortability, there's always that awkwardness of what you got to do in the morning after your good old cup of joe.
Yes.
Right? Do I have to spell it out for y'all? I think we're all on the same page here, okay?
We are.
And even as sisters, you know, respectfully, we go, we'll go in the lobby. We'll go. You know what? Why do we always talk about shit on this podcast?
I know. We always talk about shit on this podcast.
I'm telling you,
it's stressful.
It's stressful.
When I share a room with a guy, especially if it's a guy that you're kind of first seeing or it's the first time you like are in the same room with a guy consecutively.
What do you do?
I look like a monster in the morning. I don't want to see your face.
Wait,
I don't like huddling.
You actually taught me something.
What did I teach you?
Okay. If you go to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
And you do the number two.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you get a lighter. You get the lighter. You, in a match, light it up.
Mm.
Blow out the match. And then the smoke from the match.
It cancels the smell.
It does cancel the smell.
Facts.
My girlfriend is a joke, but kind of smart. Got me these things called the drops that you put in the toilet.
What are they called?
They're called this is a drink lemon drop, but it smells like lemons. I forgot what it was.
Oh.
I don't really know the term for it, but you basically do it while you're flushing and then all of a sudden lemons come out.
No, but it's so funny because the lengths that we will go to avoid them even knowing that we would smell at all is insane.
Because girls don't go to the bathroom.
I will go to the Walgreens across the street if I have to.
I will keep this stereotype and myth going because I won't do it.
I'll give an example. Sophia and I one time went to such dramatic lengths to just avoid the situation as a whole. We set an alarm at 6:30 in the morning. 6:30, because this is our theory. We go, okay, let's get out of bed before they wake up. They're hungover. We'll sneak out. We'll go to the lobby, drink a huge cup of Starbucks, sit there, wait, maybe do a few laps around the hotel.
Yeah.
When we feel it's ready, we go climb back into bed. Of course, put some concealer on before you get back.
Yeah, of course. Who wants to see the monster? Because your eyelashes are just perfect.
And we just wake up skinny and beautiful.
Beautiful. And you guys can't tell me right now that none of you have had that experience where either you just can't because you can't or you go to great lengths so you can.
Us, I feel like we're venting. But if anyone has good tips,
let us know.
Yeah,
we definitely don't.
Holla at your girls.
I think it's also, I was saying before, when you stay with a guy versus your sisters or just even a girl, it's like the smell is different. Like I was raised around girls, so I don't really know what guys' routines are. Like I know that they have usually.
Also, I just think girls smell.
I'll tell you what I've seen. What guys
have?
They
do smell.
Guys have cologne. They have an Axe deodorant or whatever, and then they have their comb. I feel like those are the three things I see. And a toothbrush.
It's true. Why do they have two toiletries?
They have a lot of combs. And they have a shaver, maybe.
I bring it
sometimes,
least.
Sometimes they have
and it's always in the same black or
lucky.
Brown bag.
But a tiny little
a tiny
travel
one.
Bag. I bring at least four leaving t-shirts.
at my least. Bag, I went, can I tell you how much stuff I have? I remember I went on a trip when I was like going to, what's it called? It was one of those day trips where you go when you're in middle school.
Someone, like Joshua Tree.
Yeah, one of those trips. Yeah. Someone grabbed my bag and said, do you have a dead body in there? That's how heavy.
She brought a full on duffel bag.
I brought a duffel bag to go to Joshua Tree.
Because girls like stuff. And you never know if you're going to need your eyelash glue in middle school. You never know if you're going to need it on a camping trip.
We don't know.
We don't know. I would also like to talk about something that just seems to be a reoccurring incident with me in terms of drunk girls at restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
This always happens to me.
It does.
I don't know why. Maybe I've got a sign on my back, but I'm always the target for a drunk girl getting in a fight.
Oh, it's so sad.
Every time.
No, but she is usually the one that's more of a bulldog. Sistine's like just kind of standing there.
I'm just standing there.
Sistine doesn't ask for it.
Here's the thing. Sophia won't be afraid to get in a girl's face if she pushes one of us accidentally or cuts us in line. Whereas I say, please cut me because I get nervous of confrontation, right? So I'm standing there.
It's funny that people think that I'm the nice one and then the bitchy one. When in fact, I will be the one to call you out if you're being rude. She's the one to tell me to stop.
Yeah, I'm the one that tells her to stop. And then Sistine just sits.
I'm a mute. I'm a mute.
But yeah, so, even if it's a chill night, you guys, I'm not saying that we're headed to these places where we're raging face or whatever.
No, this is just like a nice, fun, poppin' restaurant.
Oh my God, if you say poppin' one more time, I'll pop you in the face, bro. I'm gonna pop you in the face.
So
I'm standing there. I'm minding my own business. I got some new pants on. They're beige. I'm feeling cute. All of a sudden, out of nowhere. You know when girls get so drunk and guys that their body weight just triples because they're so intoxicated? It's like you can't stop this moving force. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what happened here. She backed into me, right? Mm-hmm. Elbowed me. I'm an inch away from falling. Some dude catches me. Her drink goes all over my new pants.
All over.
And the best part is since they're beige, it looked like I pissed myself. It was all over the crotch.
It was in the right spot for a pissing moment.
So why does this always happen?
Yeah, and even that happened to you a couple years ago where we were out and this girl, it was her birthday. I remember we were at a restaurant and we literally just stood up for a second and bless the Lord that there was a couch right there. This girl, I think, thought Sistine was a tree.
No, this is what happened. I was standing next to a fern.
She was standing next to a fern.
I could have been the fern. I looked dangly. I looked the same as the fern.
I think you were wearing green as well.
Yeah, honestly, she could have just confused
us.
Fair enough. Slender Man over here. So I'm standing next to this fern, right? Mm-hmm. This girl reaches out her hand because she's so intoxicated, trying to catch on to the fern. Instead, confuses a branch for my neck.
Yes.
And I get WWE SmackDown on the couch.
1 second, Sistine sucks me. 1 second, she is flat on her back.
Legs over my head. A mess. What the hell?
Honestly, and the girl looks at me, her friend, and she goes, I'm just so sorry, and walks away. And I look at Sistine, traumatized.
I'm still rolling
on the couch. Sistine's like a poor little puppy on the ground, like...
Everyone in the room went, where did Sistine go?
I think I did piss myself that time.
That time?
Yeah.
There was no drink there. That was just you.
Okay, let's talk about Scarlett a little bit. Our guest is here.
You know, let's just say it as it is. Scarlett, when it rains, it pours, doesn't it? When it rains, it pours, baby.
Scarlett, update us on your dating life. What's happening?
Okay. I guess my dating life, I'm currently single.
She said... single
for the first time. The last time Scarlett was on the show, I'm just gonna reiterate, she was in a relationship. Great relationship, by the way. Great
amazing
guy.
Boy.
But now we're all single people. I don't know if you've
who's the last time this happened.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I was in a relationship for like almost about 3 years.
And mine only lasts about 3 weeks, so
that's okay.
This is
she lives vicariously through
this
us.
Is good.
I mean, I have to admit, the single life, it's not so bad.
Do you like it?
It's not so bad. I'm not complaining.
You know what's interesting? Because Sophie and I always try to give you dating advice and always try to give you tips. And obviously, you don't want to hear it all the time because you think that you know what's best. But you got to listen to the Sensei Masters a few times, you know?
No, I am. But you guys are talking about when you give me advice, you guys talk about dating. I don't want to date.
No.
I don't want anything that has to do with dating.
What I'm saying is sometimes you don't understand what we're saying until you experience it yourself. For example, when Sophia said, when it rains, it pours, you will fully go through a drought and have no one reaching out to you, have no men, and all of a sudden you have like 17
yeah, it always
at the
happens.
Same time, dude.
When it rains, it pours.
Have you guys had that before where you were so single and you're so alone, you're like, screw it, I don't want anybody anymore. And then all of a sudden, a follow request. A text message from a friend.
A DM, a Snapchat.
And it's like, what? I don't have.
How did you get my number?
There's only 7 days in the week.
You know what I
and
don't
understand? There's 12 boys.
You know what I don't understand about your generation is that you guys.
Don't talk, even get me started.
You guys talk through Snapchat.
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't get that either.
What is the deal with that?
I think it's a weird way because I think guys that are probably under 20, if you're 21 and older and you're asking for a girl's Snap, that's kind of weird.
You've I had think that before. Okay.
I feel like that's very immature.
I think of a guy. I was talking to a guy who was about 29 years old. Met him on Hinge. Woof. 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 And we'll call him Chef Boyardee.
Oh, my God.
He was a chef, if you didn't get the joke. He was about 28, 29, and he goes, can I have your Snap? And if you're over the age of 20 and you're asking girls for the Snap, you simply just want a nude. That's all it is for.
Yeah, but also, your age... Also, I think guys also get very nervous about texting, and they're also really nervous about like...
What?
No.
Then don't
nervous.
Be on a dating
Wait,
app.
You guys,
also,
you guys,
don't text a girl
Listen, I feel like that guys like to go on Snapchat because when you're texting and you swipe out, their text is gone. So they're not really afraid to say what they want to say.
That just screams cheating all over the place.
Bingo. Because I thought in my head, I said, okay, I'm trying to think of the rationale to text on Snapchat because... When you text on Snapchat, if you don't know, it goes away.
Yeah.
And so it sounds to me that it lacks commitment or there's no
right.
receipts.
As if asking for a girl's number is too much commitment.
Yeah, but I like it when a guy asks for my number rather than my
Snapchat. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I was just asked for a number and I was like.
Through Snapchat?
No. What?
So, through Snapchat?
No. On DM, it went from DM, and then they asked, okay, let's cut it out. Let's do, like, stop the DM. Yeah. Let's go on. Let me get your number. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty, I like that. That's
but it's
more
so
mature.
Interesting that these generations coming up, it's now you only meet through DM. I wonder what it's going to be next. Do you know what I mean? It's just so strange to me. I never thought that.
Do you think that dating
I feel like there are no manly men anymore. Everyone's scared to just straight up ask for what you want.
Yeah, seriously.
It's just a weird generation. Good luck, Scarlett. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm only a few years older. I'm in that generation too. Okay, so last week, was it last week or the week before?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, two episodes ago. Go back and listen. We did an episode called Sophia's Scariest Stalker. And we thought, let's throw out a new segment out there. Let's do something fun that people like. Storytime segment.
Because we have a lot of stories and there's a lot of things we've mentioned we wanted to discuss, but we don't really know a good way to transition into it. So Sistine thought of this idea and said, let's do a story time. Let's have a good segment where we just talk about it.
And you guys loved it. The response was so good. So we're going to make it a weekly thing.
Yeah. And thank you to the guys that took note that I don't like stalkers and I don't like men over the age of 40 DMing me.
Oh.
Please don't.
Damn. Well, my DMs are open, boys. Oh, come on in. Come on in. So Sophia gave her stalker story last week. It was 2 thumbs up.
Thank you.
98 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I had a little PTSD, but I'm doing it for the audience.
She did it for the viewers. For the podcast.
I had a little anxiety, but it's okay.
This week, I have brought in a wonderful story. One that I've had written down. I've wanted to share. It took some convincing. And I'm so happy we're here. I'm glad you're drinking too. So
I know.
It'll loosen the blow a little bit.
I know.
So
here we go.
What should we call this? We'll call this the windshield wipers story.
How about deer in headlights?
We'll call it googly eyes.
We'll call it cones against a glass.
What story is this?
We'll call it.
What are you talking about?
Here we go. A few years ago, I was dating this guy, and he was super hot. But that's besides the point. What's up?
I don't know who she's talking about.
And I was hanging out with him in my living room, and I saw Sophia through the window. I remember I was so hyper that day because I got some really good news, and I was jumping all over the place, and I see Sophia across the window way, and I thought it would be really funny to surprise her by flashing my boobs at her for 2 seconds, right? And putting it down, right? Obviously, my back is to the guy. It's just for Sophia. And I was going nuts. I was doing cartwheels, whatever. Sophia sees it. She laughs through the window. she decides to return the favor, of course not knowing that my now ex was in the room.
So what I thought was funny, because Sissy and I, if we see each other through the window, we'll flip each other off or we'll flash each other just really quick. But I decided.
She said, no, no, let's kick it up a notch.
Let's get into it.
I don't know let's kick it into high gear.
I've never done it like this before
She's
in my life.
Never, I was so shocked. She decides to not only lift her shirt and flash me back, but do a running head start towards the window, smash her tits up on the glass, and start to do figure eights, start to do some circles. She was doing an ice skating routine with her boobs on the glass. And I start, my face, I freak out and I start laughing. I didn't know what to be scared for you or laugh at you because he was in the room. And I look over at him. He looks back at me. He looks back at Sophia, and he was trying to act like he didn't see it.
Wait, can I explain? So after I do that whole show, I gave Sistine first class seats to my titties. Sistine looks at me like I just killed someone and goes, he's here. Like basically wording, he's here. And I go, and who? Who? And I turn my head a little bit. And I see his face pop out, and his eyes were so wide.
His eyes nearly popped out of his head.
And all he did was literally have the most uncomfortable smile I have ever seen. And he decided to wave. No, no, not cover his eyes. No, no, not turn around. But no, decided to thought waving at me.
Yeah, didn't think, oh, I didn't see anything would have been a good option. He decided to say,
God.
What's up, other sister? How you doing?
No, he basically said, I have two sisters that just flashed themselves at each other. I saw both of their boobs. My girlfriend standing over her sister's another. What's the best thing to do? To make it less weird, wave.
Wave.
Not run.
He waved.
He was like, is this how you guys communicate with each other?
Sophia's face looked like she just saw a ghost. She was so,
I would be so embarrassed.
Humiliated. I wasn't even upset. I didn't care because...
Well, you knew it wasn't the intention.
Yeah, there was no ill will. And I thought it was just so funny. No, also seeing you get so uncomfortable by it was so
And when I get uncomfortable,
funny.
I'll ask the person 100 times, like, did you see that? Are you okay? Yeah. I kept saying, are you okay? Like, I just gave him the scariest.
I think he's okay.
I don't know if you got... Preface. It wasn't like a 3-second thing. She was there for at least 15 seconds.
I was there for...
Now, you may be questioning me, why didn't I cut her off? But I was just enjoying the show.
I was here for
show.
A good time in a long time.
I was just enjoying the show. So that was one of the funniest moments.
The best moment was when I was doing it and I was looking at your face and... You were laughing.
Well, I was making one of those faces that could have been shock or laugh. I was like,
yeah, she was like, and I was like, what is she doing? And so I kept going. Okay. Well, that
proud of
that.
You. Love that story.
So one of our most popular YouTube videos, which still today, and people actually, I just remembered this. Somebody came up to us recently and said that this was something they watched just to get to know us more.
Yeah.
And it was our witch sister video. And I feel like we've brought this up before.
Thanks to me. Yes. Well, I started it.
So why don't you explain why you started it, how you started it, your
YouTube
channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So freshman year, I was really into like the typical like Jake Paul, like the vlog. I kind of forgot the names by now, but I was really into YouTube and I wanted to start my own channel because... You know, I was...
As a kid does.
Yeah, as a kid does. Like, everyone has, like, a secret YouTube channel, but I was just more vocal about it. Anyways, I did it freshman year. I personally didn't... It's a lot more work than it is.
Hell
like,
yeah.
I thought it was going to be so easy just to make a video, edit it, done, bam, post. Wow. It is hard. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of time... And hard work and thinking of like
But you
non-stop
decided
videos.
To quit ideas. After making this one video called Witch Sister.
No, no, no. I did like two videos.
Nah, you did like one and a half.
But you got embarrassed.
Yeah, I got really embarrassed because I realized how much of a dork I was and I was just
I thought you were way cooler than you're making yourself out to be. I think what you were embarrassed about was kids in class would pull up the video and
they did.
And watch it.
And they did. I was in chapel and they fully
But that's freshman boy.
I know. I just didn't. I don't know why. I didn't like the attention on me. Yeah, I started a YouTube. Anyways, I wanted to, obviously didn't get a lot of views, so bam, pulled out my sister card.
That's what's up.
And got more views. So I created, not, I didn't create, but I thought it would be a good idea to do a Witch Sister video just to get to know all of us and kind of just, you know, have more content.
So we brought it back. We're about to play another game of Witch Sister on the podcast, but we're kicking it up a notch. We're not going to do who has the biggest feet. No.
No.
We're going to do something a little bit more fun. So,
and I think the best way to go about it is we'll switch off reading the questions and then we'll say 3, 2, 1, and we'll just say the name since not everyone's listening or watching. Because I was going to say let's point, but I think just say the name of the first person you think of.
Let's, Sophia's rules, let's play.
Let's do it.
Let's do
it. Right, this is going to be a mess. Here it goes. Welcome to Witch Sister with your favorite sisters, including Scarlett.
Yo!
And Scarlett. Which sister is most likely to be caught telling a lie? 3, 2, 1.
Scarlett.
Easy peasy. Which sister is most likely to snitch on other siblings? 3, 2, 1. Sophia.
Yeah.
Which sister is most likely to get punched in the face? 3, 2, 1. Sophia.
She wants to punch in the face.
I would,
because I would incite it. Yeah. All right.
Sophia.
I like to defend my sisters and I like to defend a situation.
Sure.
Okay.
Most likely to get offended by a joke. 3, 2, 1. Sophia.
Sistine.
Wait, actually,
who's
Sistine?
The most sensitive
Wait,
one?
Wait, yeah, Sistine.
Us.
Sistine can dish, she can't take.
Sistine.
Yeah. I'm the butt of most jokes.
Most likely to fail a driving test. 3, 2, 1.
Sophia, I failed it 3 times.
She failed it 3 times. You guys, if for some reason you're ever in a car with her, just don't.
I'm getting better.
Just tuck and roll. I get better.
Yeah. All right. Scott, do you want to read the next one?
Most likely to network at a funeral.
3, 2, 1.
Sistine. I'd say me for sure.
I don't know.
Sistine would say, like, see someone she knows from like an industry thing, and she'll just kind of like, yeah, like, hi, I'm Sistine, and
kinda, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Which sister is most likely to become a famous actor or actress? 3, 2, 1.
Scarlett.
You've done more work. I haven't even started anything.
But you want to be the actor of the family.
Yeah, you do. Sistine's kind of more, she likes acting, but I would say she also likes 100 other things.
Scarlett, you say this is your passion. You got to manifest it.
Yeah, you can't say that.
All right, most likely to marry someone their friends and family hate. Ooh, 3, 2, 1.
Sophia.
Really?
I think... Yeah,
I don't agree, Sophia. You really need our approval for people that you date. I've dated some sus individuals.
Wait, yeah.
And you
actually,
guys tell me no.
I feel like Scarlett.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If you guys don't even like one of my friends, I don't even talk
actually,
to them anymore.
Actually, I totally take
to
that back.
To be completely
it's
honest
so
with you,
it's absolutely
I get so
I
worried about my sister's
or
opinion.
Scarlett.
Oh, this one is such an easy one. Most likely to have a crush on an anime character. 3, 2, 1.
Scarlett.
Obvious.
I kind of
feel like I'm starting to become that though.
Yeah, we're very into,
anime.
No, I got them into anime. That's what happened.
And the attitude Scarlett has about anime.
So mad you guys, about it. You guys claim that you guys, oh, I love anime.
Scarlett.
No, you were making fun of me,
Scarlett,
and then I forced you to.
It's so funny because anime has been around forever, and Scarlett acts like she invented it.
And so if we say
that we like it, she goes, "Well, I liked it first."
Because you never give me credit.
Scarlett, we gave you credit for telling us about it. But I give myself credit for
She made fun of me for one.
Here's that fight we were talking about.
I got Sistine more into it because I just forced her to sit with me.
Read the next question.
The next one is, who is most likely to stay home on Friday night? 3, 2, 1, Sistine.
Sistine.
Absolutely Sistine.
You guys, you know
I was
about
to say me because recently I have
No,
Scarlett, you're such a social butterfly.
Oh my God,
you know those memes of all of those Zodiac things? And it says for Cancer, when Cancer's Friday night plans get canceled and I'm in bed smiling, that's me.
Yes,
that always
you.
Happy
it
about
is
that.
True.
All right.
Most likely to stay up all night thinking.
Ooh.
3, 2, 1.
Sophia.
All of us.
No,
Sophia.
Literally, Sistina. I've had multiple nights where I'll think of. Can I guys? Have you had this when you've stayed up in the middle of the night thinking about something from 2 years ago?
Oh, all the
time. Oh, yeah, but what happens
is. And it keeps
you
up for days.
I just pop 2 melatonin and I'm good.
So you pop like 4 melatonin.
Yeah, they're so delicious.
You and Sistine have some weird melatonin addiction.
You know, I canceled my biotin addiction and now we're on that melatonin.
And by the way, don't eat biotin. It gives you breakouts and throws your hair in odd places.
Yeah, you guys. I started looking like a Sasquatch. I was recommending it before, and I highly recommend you don't do it.
I highly recommend you stop doing it.
Most likely to go on a blind date arranged by their mom. Three, two, one. So
this was a personal attack because this is happening.
This is literally happening right now. Hey, how do you guys feel about that? That your mom is giving you a guy's number? Is that weird?
Kind
of. You or are we at a level of desperation where it doesn't matter?
You know what? You know what? I think our moms, I thought it was weird at first, but I think your mom has the best intention. And if you look at the person and you're like, all right, I'm into it, I don't see why not if you're super single.
Most likely to fall in love with their teacher in college. Wait, I'm so split on this because I know, but I feel like, okay, 3, 2, 1, Sophia. No, Sophia.
All of the erotica novels I read are about a teacher-student relationship.
I'm gonna tell you, you like the student-teacher, like the scandal of it. I would I would fall in love with nerdy.
If a guy's like, oh, okay. Romeo and Juliet, we're gonna learn about that today. He's like some tall, handsome dude wearing glasses. Come on,
I fall in love. Clothes are off.
Sophia's done. Yeah.
Most likely to end up in prison. 3, 2, 1.
Scarlet.
I guess I'm just fucking up right now.
Yeah, Scarlett.
What would you end up? Because why would you end up in prison?
Because what would you do? Honestly, it's just something about my personality that's just
okay. So what would be a crime?
If everyone jumps, Scarlett will jump. That's kind of Scarlett's
thing. I feel like Scarlett would be breaking and entering or trespassing. Sometimes
I think it would be like yeah. I know this sounds so bad, but I used to steal a lot when I was like 4.
Oh, cute. Little klepto kid over here.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised the cops.
Sorry, Mom.
Most likely to get married first.
Don't look at me.
Don't even think about
one. Sophia.
Sistine.
Not me.
Just because a psychic said, I'm going to get married first, does not mean it's going to happen.
No, it's not true because we've been saying this for a while and you fall in love with people easier and you'll probably find the one pretty soon. Me, on the other hand, I am as fickle as they come. I will like you one moment and will shut you off the next. So,
I really hope not. I want to wait for a
long time.
I like
the single life right now, so I'm not planning on
going. Dude, you're 18.
Back.
I know. Chill out.
I like it.
That was Witch Sister, and I hope you guys liked it. I think it was almost as good as the last one. But, you know, it was pretty good. We didn't hate each other after this, so.
Yeah, we're going to scream at each other in the car. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
So we're really excited to transition to this favorite topic of ours, which is unsolicited advice. And I know Sistine mentioned it in the beginning, but Apple Podcasts, write your question, 5-star, and we will answer it. And this one actually came recently, so I'm really excited to answer it. And maybe Scarlett can try to
give some insight.
Give some insight too.
This is from hashtag Beauu. Hello. She said, love y'all so much. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you for listening too. And thank you for submitting correctly. How long should the taking it slow stage last? Love from Houston.
You know what's funny is Sistine and I read this.
Ooh, yeah.
And we did come into this saying we should either be careful about what we say or we should just be very honest. And I think we should just be honest about what we believe is our opinion and what we believe is true. Because you guys can, just like what we said before, don't take it personally, but how we feel about this question and how we're going to answer it is for us.
And also based off of our experiences.
Exactly. So you can take it or leave it. And it doesn't mean we judge anybody any other way. But
because frankly, I judge myself for my own choices. So I don't need y'all judging me.
So
either.
We're just going to be straight up and honest about it.
So from my experience, I've done it both ways. Right. So I've done the not taking it slow and jumped right into it right away. And I've also made it wait two, I said made it like it's a thing, made him wait 1 to 2 months. And from my experience, it really depends on what you're looking for. If you're just looking to have fun and you like the tension and it's flirty and it's cheeky, then you can do it whenever it feels right for you, right? But if you're looking for a serious long-term relationship, and it also depends on the age that you're at because the younger they are, the more immature they are, obviously. I take that back. There are some 35-year-old 40 men that are just super immature as well. But from my experience, taking it slow, building that relationship, really getting to know each other and having that stage is pivotal and vital in order to have a long-lasting relationship.
Because I don't have much obviously you guys have a lot more experience than me. However, my 3-year relationship happened because I took it as slow as possible because that was just my rate. Mm-hmm. I was only 16 when we started, and I liked to get to know him and take it slow. And however, he accepted it. And if he doesn't like that, then he's not the guy for you.
Yeah. And I agree with that. I think from my own experience, I've always said, take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get to know the person more. And I think there's a beauty in that. And I think there's also another type of intimacy in that, mm-hmm. was when you get to know this person's highs and lows and what makes them laugh, what makes them angry. And I think it just builds a type of relationship
for sure.
That's sweet.
And we can't sit here and say, okay, you have to wait 2 months for them to respect you. That's not what we're saying, because everyone's on their own timeline. I've done what I've considered taking it slow 3 weeks. And that was because we saw each other maybe every other day. But if you're seeing this person once a week or once every other week, then yeah, it could drag on a bit more.
Totally.
So again, whatever works for you. I've done it both ways, and from our experience, we just find that depending on what you're looking for, waiting is good. And plus, the cat mouse game, the anticipation, the buildup, I find
it's
the best part.
Actually, that is the best part.
And she's asking, how long should it take? There's no timeline.
Yeah, no.
There is no timeline. I know for me, I have fallen for a person within 5 dates. I've fallen for a person within 2 months, 3 months.
Mine's like 6 months.
See, and I think I like waiting personally. And I think there's a beauty in waiting, and that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Unless you do not want to be in a relationship at all and you just want to have fun, do whatever you want.
But also, I've heard so many stories of people just hooking up on the first date and they end up married.
Yeah.
So it really, honestly, we're saying take it slow. But it just depends on your level of comfortability. And again, going back to what we had just previously talked about, trust your gut and trust the decisions that you make because they're right for you.
Yeah.
So we can't sit here and say, this is what you should do because it's the right thing to do. These are choices that we're making that because they're good for
us. You can gauge from talking to someone for a couple weeks exactly what maybe the timeline needs to be if you want them to be serious. So go off of your own gut instinct. We have womanly instincts. Even if you're a guy, I think it's the same way.
You guys know. You know what's right for
you. You do know what's right for you.
I hope that was a good answer.
Yeah.
I hope that helped in some way.
And respect your bodies and...
And respect your hearts.
Yes.
Protect your souls, ladies and gentlemen. I think that just about wraps up this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Scarlett, how do you feel?
I feel good. I want to come back. I want to stay.
Actually, a lot of people were saying make Scarlett a regular.
Yes.
Really?
If you know what, Scarlett, if you write yourself a segment on the show, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You will take my segment. Anything.
Well, if it's good.
Yeah.
If it's not good, anything you write.
Why not?
Scarlett.
I thought we were
doing running a show here.
Oh, Mike Scott, this is a production. Look, we're officially in a studio.
We found a studio somewhere.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. You know, we're hoping the sound quality is better. We really appreciate you guys listening. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you write in. We love hearing from you guys. Follow us on Instagram at Unwaxed Podcast. Scarlett, any final words?
I'll miss you guys. I'll see you later.
Happy Tuesday.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
From all of us here at the show, thanks for staying unwaxed.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Be sure to download new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or PodcastOne.com. Follow your hosts at Sophia Stallone and at Sistine Stallone. And be sure to follow the show at Unwaxed Podcast. Your producer is Will Sterling. We'll see you next week.